Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our King, and to family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic, service family members, my beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 418, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of the Holy Scriptures allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true nonfiction story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, my beloved, we're reading Psalm 24. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, thank you, Lord, for our earlier prayer meeting. We do pray that you will hear and answer all of our prayers as you have done down through the years. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and thank you for your holy Son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. And Lord, I thank you for all of the millions, many, and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. So many that we can't begin to number them. And Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our sinful flesh, the old man within us, our old Adamic nature, and Lord, fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit of Christ. Wash and cleanse our souls, our hearts and minds and spirits and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, I pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here who have that problem and the people out there, Lord, wherever they may be, in whatever ministry they may be a part of, and give us all a sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from here today and out there today. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And cast out, I do pray, the satanic, demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and all of the sins that these spirits produce. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hatred, bitterness, and bad attitudes, treachery, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Drive these demon spirits out from the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and out there. Please give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil in a very real sense, and help us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. Open up great doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving. And Holy Father God, glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege to, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word, and I pray that it would speak to each person's heart, that they would meditate on it and change it, and change according to your holy word. And fill us with your Holy Spirit to walk according to your holy word, to obey it, and to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days, We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.